Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
We are very happy to be joined in studio right now by Mitch Holthus. He is brought to you by GEHA, that is Government Employees Health Association, and also by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, happy to have you join us in studio today.
Good to be with you. Wish under other circumstances, but when you spend 32 years in the National Football League, I'm giving some formal presentations this week, and I figured up I've been in the league 11,650 days. Three of those have won Super Bowls. Three other days got a ring ceremony. Three other days parade. That's 9 days. Most of the time in the NFL, most of the time, a good deal of the time, you're in situations like this because it's a league where that's part of the intrigue of the league is you fight through it.
So we have to start with the fourth down and decision. Take me through what you're thinking. How are you feeling when you realize that the Chiefs, from fourth and one from their own 31-yard line, they are not going to punt the ball, and the Chiefs are going to attempt to go for it there in that spot? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Okay. There's three different groups of people that today at 4:03 are looking at this. One group is Schadenfreude. These are the folks that delight in your misfortune, right? They're kind of loving this. Two is someone who is hurt by it, but you stay wallowed in pity kind of. Three, you analyze it, figure out why it happened, and where do you go from here? Tonight on the show, we talk about it a lot. And I'm just going to give you an excerpt of the show. Some of these came from Coach's presser today, but I think it says a lot. Now, I'm going to give you a precursor to this comment in the fact that I think that the move came from there was such confidence in the Chiefs in fourth down this year. We're seeing something we've never seen, I don't think, in 66 years of Chiefs football or Dallas Texan football. The Chiefs are third in the league in 29 attempts. They are the first in the league with 22 fourth down makes, 22, which is incredible. They're second to New England in making the fourth down 75.9% of the time. New England is first, but they've had 11 fewer attempts, and they've had 8 fewer makes. And then on fourth down and less than four, the Chiefs are near the top of the league and fourth, I believe. But six of them have been fourth and four, fourth and three, fourth and two. Okay. Now you've got this situation. But I want us to listen to Coach Reed, and then I'll bounce off of that and what he had to say about it, because he's owning it. He's wearing it. But my answer to you is a long one, but it starts with there's such a degree of confidence right now in the Chiefs making fourth downs.
So I need to make sure that I give the guys an opportunity on those fourth downs to make plays, take full responsibility for that. Thought we could muster something up there, and I knew points were important. So that's my responsibility to make sure those work. We've been so good in that area, whether it was run or pass. And so I felt we were in a good position. I thought we had a good play. Again, I thought it was the right thing to do then. This is terrible to say in a situation like this because we didn't win and we didn't get that, but I would probably do that same thing again. But I also know when you don't get them, it can be a problem, and especially when they're in that field goal range area. Very aware of that. But again, I thought the risk reward was right for that time. It slapped me in the face, though, so it didn't go that way.
I think that you look at it, and the fact that he was so confident in that call. They ran something very similar in the Cowboy game and made it to Jared Wiley. Does that say I'm going to agree with the call at that point? Is everybody in agreement with it? Probably not. But he said what he said, and he would run it again. But the fact that he's made 22 of them this year gives you a little bit of equity. Now, at their own 31, 10:22 left in the game, the Chiefs defense has held them five straight possessions. I think that's all the stuff he's looking at. But he's not going to sit there and wallow in the mud on it. He's going to move on. And he's owned it. He's wearing it. But I also have three Super Bowl rings because of him, and I trust him.
We haven't really talked as much about the play call. I just think that's just kind of one of those things that people are just always going to nitpick. I think people are frustrated that Kareem Hunt wasn't on the field. Like, when you give that stat about the fourth down conversions that the Chiefs have, we have to acknowledge a big reason why they've been so good on fourth down is because of how good Kareem Hunt is. Yep. And that was not the play call, and he's not even on the field at that point. It's interesting to hear him talk about the risk versus reward, because I see there is so much more risk than reward there. Even if the Chiefs get 2-3 yards there, they're on the 33-yard line on their own side. You still got to go another 30 yards to even get yourself into scoring and field goal range in that scenario. And you just mentioned the defense. I mean, Houston had done nothing defensively so far in the second half of the game. They had ran 18 plays and gotten 17 yards. That's where I want to see them continue to play the field position with Matt Araiza, continue to trust the defense, and try to grind out a 13-10 victory. But that's not how the game played out.
No, and people were critical of him in the Dallas game for not going for it at fourth and, I believe, four near midfield, or barely, I think, maybe on Dallas's half of the field. But that's where I think the analysis, that's the one of the three categories here, the analysis, figuring out what went wrong, and then who's all involved in that discussion. There's a lot of people involved in that discussion, including Mike Frazier, who leads the way in analytics. But it will also be all of the offensive staff that will be discussing it moving forward. And that's why you can't just stay stuck in it. And one of the great things about Andy Reid as a coach and as a leader is that he doesn't stay stuck or in the milestone moments. He doesn't stay stuck there. And he doesn't stay stuck when you get to the flashpoints, because you can't. You can't afford it right now. You've got to figure out a way to beat the Chargers and win out and then hope you get some help. So it's analysis, but it's also moving on.
I felt like in that moment the Chiefs panicked a little bit in some ways. Like, I see Andy as one of the most solid, consistent, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. This is what we do. This is our strategy. It felt very out of character, in my opinion, to do that. That's something I would expect from Dan Campbell, that kind of has the personality of being a gambler. Ron Rivera, Brandon Staley. it was just such an anti-Chiefs move in the most important game that you've had so far this season.
Which is why, though, I gave you the numbers, because the numbers have been so drastically different this year in both fourth down attempts and makes. So it is a change in strategy in many ways that has been there all throughout the season. Now, the fact that he did it then in that situation, again, opens up a lot of discussion. I don't argue with that at all. But the fact that there is just this high degree of confidence, I don't care whether it's in business or if it's in the military or in sports, when you get that level of confidence, sometimes it can lead you to a decision you wouldn't make otherwise. But that's what I think the adjustment and moving on is about.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, you mentioned it. I asked you a couple of weeks ago, hey, what's wrong? What's their biggest problem? And you mentioned just inability to get off the field on third down. That once again kind of reared its ugly head. I don't put this loss on the defense. I thought the defense played exceptionally well in the second half of this game. But just always, it's that third and seven. It's that third and 15. It's just the, you got to get off the field in this scenario. And too many times in this game when the Chiefs defense really needed to step up, really needed to make a play, really needed to force a turnover, they just didn't get it yesterday.
Third down and six or more. The Chiefs are 30th in the league out of 32. And overall third down defense, I think there's only three or four worse. Now, the game tonight, that's without the game tonight, but looking at it. But there have been 73 attempts against the Chiefs on third down and six or more and 22 conversions. And 20 of those are off passes. So you just can't ignore it. It's the same discussion maybe as the fourth and one, but it keeps happening every week. And these are like third and eight or more, not just third and six or more. So – again, it's you look at scheme, you look at personnel on the field. I think we saw Noel Williams do some really good things. He seems aggressive. And with McDuffie going down, somebody had to step up. But personnel, scheme, you matching against the opponents, it's kind of the same discussion we had last week. But you got to win those. And you say it didn't cost him the game because the defense rallied it. Chris Jones was amazing. Chris Jones was like, just jump on my back. I'm going to take everybody in this stadium and let's go. And he started with the first play of the third quarter. He absolutely flipped the game by himself, and then everybody kind of jumped on, including the offense. But in the first half, you can say it didn't cost him the game, but what's that game in the first half if you don't give up those long third downs? And it might have been 0-0 at halftime or 3-0. And so every little thing mattered in a game like that, and it will matter in the Charger game. That's December football. So whether it's special teams or defense or offense, but if you get a chance to have third and six or more, you got to get off the field, whether that's scheme, pressure, coverage, it's all of that. Because I was with Bob Fesco and with Dusty on Friday, we played Nick Bolton's comment about it's a combination of pressure and coverage, and that's a, you know, that's a normal answer. It's not a nuclear physics answer. But then if you take it beyond that, are you a nickel or are you in dime? What's your nickel personnel look like? What's your dime personnel look like? And again, I think all that is being analyzed, but the time is at hand. You got to get it figured out this week because the Chargers won that game in Brazil because they were able to convert third and very long.
There's been a lot of conversation about yesterday being the end of the dynasty. Did it give you that feel yesterday?
No, it doesn't. Now, you've got to be realistic about looking at the roster, but and then you got to be realistic looking at just the – you're down four offensive linemen. I mean, Esipola yesterday, what he did was –
I thought he played well.
Borderline miracle. Dude, he'd never played. And you're going against Daniil Hunter, and you have a 12.2 pressure rate allowed. And so – but I liked him way back, even in the summertime, knowing he hasn't hardly played much football. I don't even think he played in junior college at Chabot, and he played some at Washington State. Excuse me, this guy's just getting started. But all that, it comes into play here. But there isn't feeling, there's not this feeling to me like the it's crashing down and this is the end of it. I just, it would be as if Coach, it would be if Coach retired or if Veach retired or moved on or whatever. Then you start to get that. But the infrastructure's still there. It's a strong, strong base.
That's kind of how I feel in this, and I understand, you know, fans want this person held accountable or this person held accountable. I kind of get it.
And I get it, too. The fans, I mean, shoot, it was my best day of my life.
Like, I feel like, at least from a power structure, man, from what you've built up over the last 5-6 years, a majority of the staff and the foundation, as you just alluded to, they deserve an opportunity to fix this thing and get it right back on path. So you can't, to me, go from this team won 15 games, went to the Super Bowl, and now we need to completely change house. Now, there's going to be some changes, and we got time to talk about what those changes are, but I am wholeheartedly on the side of Andy can come back and help fix this. Brett needs to come back, and the staff, and hey, it's a little bit off track, but I'm with you. The foundation is still there. You got a very good young pass rusher in George Karlaftis. You got the best quarterback in the league. You got the best coach in the league. This is a team that can still win double-digit games this year. They're not that far off, but just one or two plays, one or two players, a couple of misses in the draft, a miss in free agency, and in a razor-thin margin league like the National Football League, that can get you beat.
And you throw in the schedule, which is ridiculous this year. Not just the teams you're playing, but when you have to play. And those were being road games. They weren't last year. There weren't the Sunday night, Monday night road games. There was one Sunday night game on the road. It was early against Atlanta. This year, it's just been loaded up. And then to play in the short weeks. That all sounds like an excuse. It's all factored in. But again, this is when you got to try to rally. Who do you have healthy? That's the biggest. You're calling up the roll now. This is the Alamo. Now, who do we have? And so that'll be the biggest thing Tuesday, Wednesday in the week. And then you just got to somehow rally it and get a resurgence to try to beat the Chargers and try to do this week by week.
Right now, we're joined in studio by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, I'll get you out of here with this. Chiefs Kingdom is winding down. Where are you guys at today? Who do you guys have coming on?
Lenexa, we're not far away. We'll be at the Hy-Vee and Lenexa on 87th Street in the Belldozer. Blake Bell is going to be our guest tonight. I'm kind of fired up about it. Blake's a personality, you know, and has done awesome things. But he's also like the bodyguard of Kelsey. So he's had a very interesting life, Bill Dozer, both on the field and off the field. And we'll jump into that tonight. But he also dealt with all kinds of adversity, injuries. I mean, he's got 3 Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs, and he had to do dirty work to do that. But we're going to dive into these same discussions. It's pertinent. And then we get into with Coach. We get into all of the things we talked about, including the fourth down play and responsibility and how do you react moving forward. We get into all that tonight. We'll have a good, strong 15-minute segment with him.
That is Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. His appearance is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, always great catching up with you.
Oh, yeah. We'll just keep pressing on. As I told you, most of the days when you're in this business are like this one.
That is Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to go back to talk about that fourth down call. Here was Coach Andy Reid yesterday after the game.
Well, listen, I mean, we've been so good in that area, whether it was run or pass. And so I felt we were in a good position. I thought we had a good play. Again, I thought it was the right thing to do then. And this is terrible to say in a situation like this because we didn't win and we didn't get that. But I would probably do that same thing again. But I also know when you don't get them, it can be a problem, and especially when they're in that field goal range area. Very aware of that. I thought the risk reward was right for that time. It slapped me in the face, though, so it didn't go that way.
Rob, let's talk about the play call from there. And I understand that it's a very thin line between did you get it, did you not get it, is it smart, is it not smart? You and I haven't really spent a lot of time talking about the actual play call and the decision in all of it because we just got the stats from Mitch Holthus. This has been a very good fourth down team. So if you were trying to defend it, if you're trying to find the logic in it, the Chiefs have been one of the better teams on fourth down, but not how they were trying to. That's what makes the decision even more puzzling to me. If the Chiefs had come out under center and gave the ball to Kareem Hunt and that got stopped, I still would very much be on the side of you should have punted the ball. But you at least would have been playing to your strength and kind of team that I think you are in something you're very, very good at. I think what makes this decision so baffling to me is they kind of really botched this thing on both fronts. You made a hyper-aggressive play And you also did it by not doing what I think you're really good at and what I would deem to be the strength of your team and the strength of your fourth down offense. That's what makes this decision so infuriating to me is not only did you put your team at a disadvantage in my mind by going for it, you didn't even go for it properly.
Yeah, I mean, me and you see it very similar. A, the decision to go for it was wrong. Like, I don't want to argue that. It's just, it was wrong. But B, if you're going to go for it, empty set with Hollywood Brown in motion and Patrick Mahomes throwing with backup offensive line. And that's no disrespect to Issa Pole, who I think played well, but Jalen Moore was brought in here as a break glass in case of emergency guy. He was going up against Will Anderson, who had one of the better days of his career. Like, I think he had 7 pressures. Like, it just, the play made no sense on any level. Decision, play calling, execution, because we haven't even gotten to this part yet. I think Rashee Rice should probably still catch the ball. Like, everything went wrong on the play. It was a bad decision, bad play call. And even with all of that, Rashee Rice had a chance to bail them out, and he butterfingered it, and the Chiefs go on. Like, it just, at every level, execution, play calling, decision making, fail from the Chiefs in this fourth down call.
And just hearing Andy Reid talk about the risk versus reward there, I honestly don't even really know. I mean, obviously, the biggest reward is you keep the football, right? Like, that is it. Rob, you don't even have the ball from where a ball kicked out of bounds would be. You don't even have the ball from where a touchback is in that scenario. So just think about it. Like, if you're going to talk to me about the risk versus reward, the reward is pretty minimal, I would say. Yes, keeping possession is a reward. You go for it, you convert it, you get a new fresh set of downs. But you're not in ideal field position even with the fresh set of downs for an offense that had been struggling. Like, we're not even playing this thing out. Is it crazy to think that the Chiefs still have to punt on that drive because they have the ball on the, let's say they get 3 yards, they get on the 34-yard line. You still are in a position where you need to punt. So it just, at least in my mind, the risk of that scenario was so high where the reward to me was so minuscule, where I think in punting in that scenario, time, score, situation, game flow, momentum, if you punt the football there to an offense that had done basically nothing in the second half of the game and your defense continues to feed off of it, the crowd continues to feed off of it, but in one moment, it was like somebody popped a balloon. That's what it was like. When the Chiefs didn't get that, everybody's body language, everybody's demeanor, from the stadium to the players on the field, it was like somebody popped a balloon. Why run it? If the Chiefs had the ball in midfield, that's a different thing. Houston's got to get 2 first downs to get the ball where you are. If the Chiefs go for this on 4th and 1 from the 50-yard line or 1st and 1 from the 49-yard line, I'm probably still on the side of punt, but it's at least defendable to me. They got to go 2 first downs to get it exactly from where you just doing it almost virtually in the shadow of your own end zone. Again, I cannot stress where they went for it. That's not even where the touchback is on the 35-yard line. It's not even where they kicked the ball out of bounds. You're not even getting great field position if you get the ball there. It just, the whole decision of it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And it honestly felt panicked to me. It felt panicked. I think Andy's best strength is Andy, to me, is pretty consistent. I think Andy, for the most part, is on team take the points. Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Hey, every time we're going to take profit. We're going to take profit every single time. To the point where I think it has infuriated Chiefs fans. Hey, I wish we were more aggressive. I wish we were more aggressive. Sometimes it felt to me like he had just kind of threw his hands up and like, oh, you guys win. You want me to go for it? No, Andy, you're supposed to be the stoic one. You're supposed to come in and be the steady hand. And I just don't think you are in that scenario. You can't be going for a 4th and 1 on your own 31-yard line. That's not a steady decision. It's not. It's not steady at all. It just, I can't understand it. I can't explain it. I can't understand it. It will bother me this entire time. Andy started the week talking about how they were 1-2 plays away, and then you end up being, in my opinion, the biggest reason that they lost. Unacceptable in my mind. We got about 30 minutes here to take some phone calls, 913-586-7965. So if you want to call, we got a little bit of time to do that. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about Travis Kelce, who I thought had a very fitting end to the game. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll get back to your phone calls here coming up in a bit. I don't think we're going to take many calls in the 5 o'clock hour if I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys, but I am very happy to take calls for the next 30 minutes. So if you get on hold, Rob screens you, I will happily take your call, 913-586-7965. I do want to share a quick thought about Travis Kelce. I know that you guys think that I have some anti-Travis Kelce feelings. I really don't. I thought that yesterday was, I mean, sort of a fitting end in some ways. This is why. I think that every athlete dreams of having that fairy tale storybook ending. It's kind of like the end of Carlito's Way. If you've seen Carlito's Way, he just wants to do one more score. And he's going to make a score so big, he's going to get out of the game. It's not really how the movie ends. And last year, I understand why Travis Kelce wanted to come back. I get it. I completely understand. hey, we got to the Super Bowl. I didn't play well. I owe it to the guys. Hey, I want to come back for one more season, and I want us to get back to the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and get back to our rightful spot. He's come back, and he has had a good year. He's going to be an All-Pro this season. He's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. Kelce has had a good year. Man, it's difficult to write that fairy tale ending in your career. Kobe Bryant had one of the greatest final games any athlete that we have ever seen. It was on a team that was 17 games out of the playoffs. Like, it's hard to get that perfect storybook, go out on top. This one's for John. It's very, very difficult to do it. Man, Travis Kelce's career ended yesterday in front of all of his celebrity friends. It was, to me, it was like the... It was the crossroad of a football player that doesn't make the plays that he has historically made, now living a life that he didn't when the journey started. Leonardo DiCaprio was in town yesterday to watch Chiefs and Texans. Think about that. Leonardo DiCaprio was there, and he wasn't the most famous person at the game. Maybe the greatest living actor, certainly on the short list of it, in some of the biggest, highest blockbuster movies. He was there, and it's not a big deal. He was there to watch one person. He wasn't there to watch the Chiefs. He was there to watch one person. And on a singular drive, the drive that ends Kansas City's season, the player who probably should have retired at the end of last year comes back for one more season because I want the storybook fairy tale ending. His season ended in front of Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Leonardo DiCaprio. And Travis Kelce is going to ride off into the sunset and be one of the biggest figures in pop culture if he wants to. You can host a television show. You can host a game show. You're the host of one of the most successful podcasts out there. But a player who has been known as the most clutch, postseason, greatest, Travis Kelce has had an incredible career. Man, he has been at the center of some of the biggest mistakes this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. The play on Xavier Worthy in week one of the NFL season. I don't know whose fault it was. It's somebody's fault. The drop against the Philadelphia Eagles. The back-to-back drops in yesterday's game when the Chiefs still had a chance to win. The Chiefs were down 7 points. You can put a drive together. They went to their number one option, the guy who has been their number one option now for a decade, and he just couldn't do it. I'm still not against Travis Kelce coming back next season. I'm just telling you guys that we all have these visions that athletes can end as champions, that your last fight is you beating Drago in Russia and giving the speech about America. No, it ends with you fighting Tommy Gunn in the street. That's how your career ends. It doesn't end as beautiful and as artistic as you want it to end. And at least the end for Travis Kelce and the end for the season is Travis Kelce sitting by himself on the bench, questioning his own abilities. That's how it ended. You can see his body language. He's going through the play in his hands and you can see that play going. Oh, 2018, Travis Kelce makes that play and gets 15 yards. 2025, Travis Kelce doesn't make that play nearly as consistently as he used to. So he has had a phenomenal year. Again, I think he's going to be an All-Pro tight end. But man, in the middle of this, if they're talking about the one or two plays, man, a lot of those one or two plays, if we had to make a list of, hey, these are the biggest plays on why the Chiefs didn't make the postseason, Kelce might have three of the top five. The hit on Worthy, the fumble, or the bobbled ball against Philadelphia, the back-to-back drops in yesterday's game might be the biggest plays that hurt this team the most. You put Mahomes' pick six against the Jacksonville Jaguars in there, I mean, that might be the Mount Rushmore for it. Everybody's story just doesn't wrap up neatly and tightly, and you get the fairy tale. Man, everybody doesn't get the princess at the end. I mean, I guess he does, but you get the analogy. Everybody doesn't get to defeat Bowser and save the princess at the end of it. Some people... they die. Like, that's how Scarface ends. He died at the end of it. That's how Carlito weighed in. He died at the end of it. And in a lot of ways, that is what happened yesterday with Travis Kelce, in my mind. His career died yesterday.
Let me ask you this, because you were someone that earlier this season openly entertained the notion of bringing him back, because his contract is going to expire in probably four games. You still open to him coming back next season, or is it, hey, everyone goes their separate ways. He, you know, rides off into the sunset with the most famous person on earth, a successful podcast, or hey, maybe kick the tire, the tires kicked by some other team down the road. Are you still interested in him back next year on this Chiefs team?
This will be my biggest question. I'm not trying to not answer your question. Is he going to be their number one option again? Because for the seventh consecutive year, he was their number one option again. Are they going into another season in which their best option is a 37-year-old tight end? He's their best receiver right now, which is crazy to think. So I don't want to not answer your question, but for the last 3 years here, we have talked about Travis handing the torch to somebody else. Is that how you think the Chiefs offense works? Because it doesn't feel to me like they've really handed the torch at all. Not at all. Rob, you and I, a couple of years ago, well, 2 years ago, the last Super Bowl they won, we talked about what their formula was. What was their formula? Kelce, Rice, and Pacheco. That's what we talked about, their formula being. They rode that formula to winning a Super Bowl against Philadelphia. They rode that to win a Super Bowl, or against San Francisco. That formula doesn't work right now. It doesn't work. It used to work, kind of like how they used to work. It does not work today for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not a formula. That used to be the formula to get you to the Super Bowl. That's not a formula that will get you to the playoffs in 2025. That is how quickly things turn. Let's go to the phone lines here. 913-586-7965. Sean, you calling us to the drive. Hey, Sean, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I just got a couple things here. You know, number one, I kind of like, obviously Matt Nagy has to go. It just doesn't work. Like, we've been through this. Like the offense is stale.
Yeah, I thought we had more from Sean. I thought we had more. I was ready for part two of the take. We didn't get it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tyler, you called into the show. Hey, Tyler, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. How you doing? No problem. Yeah, my issue is that the defense is still having major coverage issues. If Chris Jones played like he did last night throughout the season, we might have a couple more wins. But there are still multiple third and longs where they're Stroud's sitting in the pocket for 4, 5, 6 seconds, and we're still losing these third and 10, third and 12s.
Tyler, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I firmly believe if you did the autopsy on the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs to find out the cause of death, I think it's death by third down. I think it's death by third down on both sides of the ball. It was either they dropped a huge play on third down that stalled a drive, or they couldn't get off the field on third down. And I mean talking third and seven, third and eight. You heard the stat from Mitch Holtz's. They are 30th in the National Football League on third and long scenarios. For as well as their defense has played, for as well as I thought their defense played yesterday, man, the difference in the game is C.J. Stroud moved the chains for his team, and Patrick Mahomes couldn't. And we got a lot of time to talk about this. That's kind of been a theme in the second half of the season. Patrick Mahomes has been outplayed by C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence. A lot of those quarterbacks that you would deem to be second-tier or third-tier quarterbacks have outplayed Kansas City's QB in the clutch and the final 15 minutes of the game. We'll take your phone calls. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Monday. We will talk about the fourth down decision coming up in a bit. I'll play for you guys what Andy Reid had to say. I'll go ahead and give you guys a sneak peek. I think Andy Reid failed everybody. I think Andy Reid failed everybody. Like, I was reading the text line earlier and someone said, "CDOT, how can you say that the game came down to that one play?" I firmly believe if the Chiefs punt the ball on that fourth down, I think the Chiefs win the game. I think that is the way the momentum of the game was trending. Sometimes I think that one play ends it. For example, and we'll take these phone calls. Rob, you want to know when the KUMU game was over? The KUM game was over with 30 seconds left in the first half, and Missouri had the ball. And Missouri's got a chance to score. You go down three, you go into halftime, and you've shot poorly, but man, you're in it. Anthony Robinson gets his shot blocked. Trey White hits a three, and what could have been a three-point game is now an eight-point game. I watched a lot of Missouri basketball. The game was over right then and there. And I'm telling you, when the Chiefs made the decision to go for it on fourth down, and that drive was unsuccessful, and it is 10-10 with the Chiefs lost the football game at that point. They lost. It was over. Their offense was not to be trusted. It was not anything that you could rely on. And the fact that the Chiefs rolled the dice and trusted their offense in the fourth quarter of that game was the wrong decision. In the fourth quarter, these were the Chiefs' drives. Interceptions, turnover on down, interception. They had four turnovers, essentially, in the final five drives of the game. And the last drive was, it was the end of the game. They were down 10 and time expired. They turned the ball over on their last four drives. But that one right there, it was a tie ball game. It ended their season, in my opinion. Let's take these phone calls before the top of the hour. Darnell called into the show. Hey, Darnell, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, yeah, no problem. So my thing is, I feel like Kelsey let us down, Chris Jones let us down. He come through in the first two downs, and then on third down when we need a sack, he's nowhere to be found. All year, I feel like Andy Reid definitely let us down on that fourth down call. I completely agree with you. But my last thing, I really want to speak on Mahomes, my favorite player, but they feel like he's exempt from criticism. And I feel like if he has played better this year, we would not be 6-7. We have a healthy roster. It's no way we 6-7 if he's playing better. And that's my personal opinion. If you really watch the game, he missed open throws. He goes off his read and he presses when he shouldn't. I just feel like he needs to take the Brady approach. Sometimes take what the defense gets you, and we'll win the game. Trust the process. I feel like he start doing that, we'll turn it around. But until he trusts the process, it ain't going to get better. It starts with 15.
I'm with you, Darnell. I appreciate the phone call. The two things that I think the Chiefs need to focus on this offseason, they need somebody who can beat man coverage. They don't have that on their team right now. That is not what Xavier Worthy is. That is not what Rashee Rice is. That is not what Travis Kelce is. And the teams that they have struggled most off, their offensive line was good enough to win yesterday. Let's be clear. Their offensive line was good enough to win. For an offensive line that I had no confidence in, their offensive line was good enough. You could have figured out a way to win that game. But you see, when they go up against teams that play physical press man coverage, their offense does not work. They don't have a single man beater. And this team needs to spend resources in trying to run the football successfully. I'm not going to be advocating for them to trade up to go get Jeremiah Love. They don't need to make that much of an extreme. They don't need to do that. But they need to have the ability to turn around and hand the football off and take some pressure off of 15. And another game in which we are going into it with the expectation that their quarterback is going to be their leading rusher. That's what we had. We had another game in which we knew that their quarterback was going to lead them in rushing. Patrick Mahomes had 59 yards rushing. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco had 60 yards rushing between the two of them. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco had 60 yards on 21 carries. They are not a good enough run team where, again, it's Pat, save us, and they don't have enough in that, or not even... They don't have the right pieces. That's probably a better way to say it. They got enough. They don't have the right pieces to do what I think they want to do. Let's take these last two phone calls, Rob, before we step aside here for the top of the hour. Jake, you calling into the show. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, C-Dot, I'm doing good. Appreciate you taking my phone call.
No problem, man.
I just want to get your thoughts on, I guess, like the personnel that the Chiefs run out there sometimes. I was at the game last night, and I can't remember when it was. I think it was maybe early in the game. They would run out, like, Robert Tonyan. It's, like, a heavy set with, like, Tonyan, Noah Gray, and Kelce on one side. And, like, Tyquan Thornton is the wide receiver. And it's, like, the most – I mean, it's the most obvious run play you could ever have. I mean, I knew exactly what they were going to do. They ran it. They picked up their regular maximum of 3 yards. And then I guess, like, another thing, and this is kind of, like, the same topic, but – I feel like you've been preaching it a little bit too, is to give Bashard Smith a little bit more carries. And I feel like he maybe got one. I don't know if it was a rush or if it was like a design run play or if it was like a jet sweep or whatnot. But like, I mean, he picked up like, I don't know, maybe like 10 yards or something. It was probably like the longest rush of the game. It was in the red zone. But again, I don't know why they neglect Rashard Smith in the run game, and even whenever they do give him opportunities, it looks a lot better than what Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt do half the time. So just want to get your thoughts on that. Appreciate
you. No problem, Jake. I appreciate it. I would say the negative thing about this is Rashard Smith, he'll have some time to get some carries. The Chiefs are going to play one game where they are mathematically eliminated. So he at that point, there's no reason to give Kareem Hunt a carry. There's no reason to give Isaiah Pacheco a carry. I'd give Rashard Smith... We'd run Marty ball if I was the coach. Hey, we're going to find out what we have. We don't have enough time to get into this, Rob, so let's put a pin in this because I do want to take this last phone call. For a team that spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver and for a team that spent a second-round pick on a wide receiver, can anybody tell me why their best deep threat is somebody who got cut from the Patriots last year? Somebody tell me I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. This team spent a first-round pick on a burner, fastest guy at the combine. They spent the second round pick on a guy who is a top 25 receiver in the league. Why is their best deep threat somebody who got cut November 16th of 2024 by the New England Patriots and was on their practice squad this time a year ago? Somebody has to answer that for me. Cohen, you're our last phone call for the day, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you very much.
No problem, man.
I want to agree. I don't know why we have Tyquan Thornton getting more targets and receptions than Xavier Worthy. Like, we wasted a first-round pick on somebody that could be really good, and we have someone that got cut from the Patriots.
Cohen, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I think some of it is injury, so I don't want to be super harsh and super critical on Xavier Worthy. The Xavier Worthy experience has not gone at all how I thought it was going to go when they drafted him. I think we all kind of had this. Man, when the Chiefs drafted Worthy and you saw his speed and the kind of receiver that he was at Texas, you started to think big about what that meant for their offense and getting back to what they were in 2018 and 2019 and the big plays down the field. I don't feel like that's what it's been at all. And in Tyquan Thornton, I would say we learned pretty quickly in Tyquan Thornton, say that 10 times fast. In his first six games as a Chief, he has better downfield chemistry with Patrick Mahomes than Xavier Worthy does in two seasons. At least that's what I see. So there are some very obvious flaws, in my opinion, with the Chiefs' passing attack that has to be addressed this offseason. We got the hits coming up. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast